and ginger roots. That this is the business of merchants. He sells these things. So this person was not convinced.
Then he found one saint of the, around there, sadhu. He proved that sadhu. My dear saint, can you hear this bird? What he is singing? Can you tell me, please? So sadhu also listened carefully. So sadhu said, sadhu replied him,
this bird is singing Ram Naam Amrit. Ram Naam Amrit. Ram Naam Amrit. So the bird is one and he is singing only one, you know, song, whatever it is. Three people have different ideas. Wrestler is thinking, bird is thinking about the, you know, danda vaidya kasrat. The merchant whose business is to sell, you know, this salt and oil and ginger root and other things, so on, he is thinking that he is singing loom tel adrak. Then saint whose business is to chant the holy name of Lord Ram and Krishna, he is saying that this bird is singing Ram Naam Amrit. The holy name of the Lord is nectar. The name of Lord Ram is nectar. The same point is made by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada here, that there are different occupational activities in terms of man's different conceptions of life. So people have different conceptions of life. Some think that this human form of life is meant for sense enjoyment, and some think this human form of life is meant for making lot of money. Many people are busy in making money. Some people think this human form of life is meant for lots of eating. One should eat so much. One should eat as much he can. And some think that this human form of life is meant for sleeping. Whenever you have opportunity to sleep, more worse. Huh? So according to their own brain, of own mind, people, you know, think of this human form of life. But what is the fact? This human form of life is meant for what purpose? Activities devoid of Krishna consciousness are useless labor. Shram eva hi kevalam. We may be working very hard in this material world, but we are not attracting the attention of Krishna. Or if they do not provoke attraction for the message of Krishna, then it is useless labor. Our first and foremost business is that we should be attracted to the message of Krishna. That is our business in this human form of life. Other, the attraction to the message of Krishna is everything useless in this material world. Those who are in contact with this Krishna conscious movement, those who are chanting the holy name of Lord Sri Krishna, and they are taken to this process of devotional service, they are very, very fortunate souls. Those who have no attraction for the message of Krishna, they have no interest to hear the message of Krishna. They are busy in this material world. It's not that there is a fault of Krishna, or the Krishna's message is not sweet or wonderful or nectarian. This is their desire. People in this material world, we are independent in our desire. We can desire what we like to do. Sometimes some people accuse Krishna that if God knows everything, if He is all powerful, why He has given us independence? And why He doesn't force us to be His devotee, and why He let us suffer? No, actually, whatever Krishna has made is perfect. Krishna's creation is perfect. Everything is perfect here. But because of our limited brain and limited minds, we are not able to understand. We act of our own and then we suffer. So, attraction for the message of Krishna, one should be attracted to the holy name, chanting the holy name. The first process of Navda Bhakti is Shravanam, listening. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. smaranam, padasevanam, achanam, bandhanam, dasyam, shakyam, atmanam. So the first process is shravanam, listening. If we are not attentive in listening to the message of Krishna, then we are very, very unfortunate. It means this person is very materialistic person. Like other day I was sitting in Prabhupada's room and some guest came. So I was speaking, then I requested everyone to chant Hare Krishna. A few gentlemen sitting there, they won't utter the name of Krishna. So I requested them, but they were very adamant and they became very angry. Why I am asking them to chant? They are so unfortunate because they are so materialistic. So many material desires and eating all kind of garbage food. So they have become so dull-headed that they have no direction for the holy name. They are not ready to listen to the holy name. Their only attraction is to gossip and to Brahma Katha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Bhaluna Kaibo, Bhaluna Paribo, Brahma Katha Na Sunibo. One should not eat very nice palatable food stuff. One should not put on very nice garments. And one should not listen to useless talk. So in general, people have attraction for the useless talk, but they are not ready to listen to the holy name. It's not that the holy name is not good, or holy name is not attractive. They are so dull-headed, they are so sinful, that they can't get to the holy name. So it's very important, whenever there is kirtan, one should listen to the kirtan and chant the holy name. Vibrate the tongue and listen carefully. Listening is very, very important. One who has no taste for listening, he should try to develop, because the desire is ours. Krishna has given us independence, and if you desire to desire something, if I desire that I want to listen to the message of Krishna, I want to be very, very attentive to the message of Krishna, then Krishna will give that desire to in our heart. The desire will come if we pray for that. So we have to pray to Krishna, the mighty Lord said, Krishna, please, I have no taste for hearing the holy name, please bless me so that I can hear the holy name, so that I can chant the holy name. So when Krishna will see that we are praying very sincerely and seriously, definitely by the grace of Krishna, we will develop this desire. When Srila Prabhupada first met his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada, so Prabhupada was listening very carefully to his Guru Maharaj. He was very attentive. And pure devotee, both are pure devotee. It's not that Prabhupada became pure devotee later on, he was born devotee. So when he was listening carefully to his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, noticed, oh, this boy is listening to me very carefully. So in the first meeting, he ordered him that he should preach this Krishna consciousness in the English-speaking country. The first meeting, they were able to recognize each other. Srila Prabhupada was very much impressed of his Guru Maharaj in first meeting, and Guru Maharaj was very much impressed of Prabhupada by seeing him that he was listening very carefully. So this is actually very, very important, and this is great qualification for a sadhak, for a devotee, to be very attentive in listening. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and his Guru Maharaj was there, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada. So there was prikarma, like we are having our Navdeep Mandal prikarma. In Vrindavan also, when devotee gathers during the festival time, so they all go to visit different holy places. So mainly all the devotees went to visit different holy places. But Srila Prabhupada didn't go. And I want to stay and listen to my Guru Maharaj. So this is the greatest qualification. See, Prabhupada, he, by his purity and by his greatness, he changed the whole world. So generally we don't have this desire for listening, but we have to invoke this. We have to pray to Krishna again and again. Because of our contact with this Krishna's inferior energy, since time immemorial, we have lost taste for chanting. We have no attraction for Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem. Of course, there is no Krishna Prem. But this human form of life is meant for to revive our forgotten relationship with Krishna. So if we pray to Krishna again and again, pray for the mercy of Krishna, so by the grace of Krishna, these things will take place. That Krishna sees someone sincerely coming to him and surrendering unto his lotus feet, and he wants to be his devotee. Of course, Krishna's devotion, bhakti to Krishna, is not cheap. Only very rare soul can have devotion to Krishna. Like once Prabhupada was speaking this verse that Munushyanam Sahasrishu Kaschit Jatati Siddhaya. Out of Sahasra means thousand. But then when Prabhupada used to translate, he used to say Munushyanam Millioneshu. Out of million. Not that even thousands, millions. Devotion to Krishna is very, very dear. Because we are, this is our desire, this is our choice. We don't want to be devotee of Krishna. We want to gratify our senses. Like everyone thinks, generally internal, we are thinking that I am this body and I want to enjoy my senses. Krishna bhuliya jiva bhogavan sakare. Jiva has followed Krishna and he wants to enjoy infinite Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, that there is nothing beyond an extended selfishness, concentrated selfishness centered around the personal. Personal body, this is generally seen among us the lower animals. Extended selfishness is manifested in human society and centers around the family, society, community, nation and world with a view to gross bodily comfort. So animals are also thinking to gratify their senses. Animals have no other business other than to gratify their senses, how they can eat more, how they can, you know, enjoy the senses. But a human being is not supposed to do that. Human being must follow certain rules and regulations. If a human being is not following certain rules and regulations, then he cannot claim that he is a human being. He is worse than animal. Ahara nidra bhaimaitunacha samanya vedat pashubhenaranam dharmo hitisha adhiko vishesha dharmena hina pashubhe samadhi. These four things, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, they are same between man and animal. The only difference is that a man, a human being, can follow the laws of God, whereas animal can't. If a human being is not following the laws of God, if he is not trying to become Krishna conscious, if he is not following dharma, dharmam to sakshat bhagavat pranitam, which is given directly by the Supreme Lord himself, then he is worse than animal. Why worse than animal? Because animal, gradually he will come to the human form by changing different bodies. But a human being is there, we are supposed to promote ourselves, become devotee of Krishna, surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna, listen to the message of Krishna and pastime of Krishna and purify our polluted consciousness without Krishna conscious. This is our first and foremost business. But we are not interested in our first and foremost business. We are only interested in eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So animals, gradually they will promote themselves and come to the human form, and we are already here in this human form. We are supposed to progress further and return to the kingdom of God, go back home, back to Godhead. But the way we are acting, we will return back to the animal kingdom. So we are worse than animals. Yes. One is not following the rules and regulations, if he is not following the laws of God, if he is not becoming devotee of Krishna, if he is not listening to the message of Krishna, if he has no taste for Krishna's message, then he is degrading himself. He will go down to the animal kingdom and suffer changing different bodies. So human being, Prabhupada used to say repeatedly that human being must not suffer again. Now he has this opportunity, he must promote himself. Above, these gross materialists are the mental speculators who hover aloof in the mental spheres, and their occupational duties involve making poetry and philosophy or propagating some ism with the same aim of selfishness, limited to the body and the mind. But above the body and mind is the dormant spirit soul, whose absence from the body makes the whole range of bodily and mental selfishness completely null and void. But less intelligent people have no information of the needs of the spirit soul. Because foolish people have no information of the soul and only the purview of the body and mind, they are not satisfied with the performance of their occupational duties. The question of the satisfaction of the self is raised here. The self is beyond the gross body and the subtle mind. He is the potent active principle of the body and mind. Without knowing the need of the dormant soul, one cannot be happy simply with emolument of the body and mind. The body is superfluous outer coverings of the spirit soul. The spirit soul's need must be fulfilled. Simply by cleansing the cage of the bird, one does not satisfy the bird. One must actually know the needs of the bird himself. So very important point is made here by Srila Prabhupada that a man has a bird in a cage. He is polishing the cage every day but not treating bird inside. So this is generally happening. We are all looking after this body. We are very careful. We are protecting this body from heat and cold, eating nice palatable food stuff. But we are not worried for the bird inside. So need of the bird, need of the soul is that soul has nothing to do with this body. Soul has nothing to do with this material world. Soul is a part and parcel of Krishna, super soul. So through this human form, we can engage ourselves in the service of Krishna. When soul will hear the holy name, and we will engage ourselves in listening the holy name, message of Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Katha. We have seen many times many people, they are outwardly looking very, you know, healthy, and they're good looking, but when you talk to them, they will say, "Oh, I'm very unhappy." "Why are you unhappy?" "Oh, I have so much problem, you know, my mind is always bothering me." Why it is so? Because soul is not engaged in the service of Krishna. And this material activities has nothing to do. Soul cannot be satisfied by the material activities, by eating, sleeping, or mating, defending. By these materialistic activities, soul cannot be satisfied. I have seen one saint long back. It was a winter time in the hills. This saint came from nowhere and he sat underneath a banyan tree. And he was sitting there and it was very cold outside, but he has no clothing, only loincloth. And he was looking so effulgent and so healthy. And he won't talk to anyone. And no one saw him eating also. So he was so healthy and his face was so effulgent. Why? He has no material facility. He was not living in a nice apartment, a nice house. No facility was there. But same time he was very good looking and very effulgent and very bright face. The reason behind is that soul in that body was taken care of. When soul is healthy, then this body will be automatically healthy. So we have to learn to make soul healthy. But people in general, they don't know how to make the soul happy. Everyone thinks, let us take care of this body, all over the world. Srila Prabhupada used to say this, WHO, the World Health Organization, they are dedicated to promote the health of the whole world. And they're working very hard. But still, people are suffering and dying. Actually, if we have to learn to take care of soul, not this body. If soul, like Prabhupada gave the example, if someone has $100,000, then he need not worry for $10. $10 will be there. But we are worried for $10, not for $100,000. So Krishna consciousness is $100,000. So we have to become very, very serious in Krishna conscious, then spread around this Krishna conscious message. Distribute Prabhupada's books. Chanting is very, very important, because by chanting this transcendental vibration, Shabda Brahma, it will purify our polluted consciousness. So we should be very anxious to listen to the chanting, and we should have public chanting. Prabhupada gave so much stress on this. And then those who become little interested in this transcendental message, they should be given Prabhupada's books. When they are given Prabhupada's books, they are given the holy name, prasadam, then gradually they will advance on this path of devotion. This is the only way that this world can be saved. Otherwise, there is no hope to save this world. Already people are committing so many sin all over the world, so much meat eating and drinking and prostitution and abortions and so many nonsense sinful activities are going all over the world. People are, why they are committing these sins? Because they are thinking we are these bodies. Some are thinking I am American, some are thinking we are from British, we are from Russia, we are from India, we are from China, this, that. They're all, you know, nonsense. All identifying, like the example was given here, with a cage. They're thinking we are this cage. But if the science of soul is spread around, if people are explained about the soul, if people are make to hear the holy name, then there's some hope that they can progress further. Prabhupada's books are so wonderful and powerful. In England, I met one Muslim. He was chanting 25 rounds. And I asked him that, what makes you to chant this? And you like Krishna conscious, and how you came in contact with Krishna conscious. He said, I have one friend, and I was visiting this friend, and once we were sitting near his garage, and his, so much garbage was there, some books, old books were lying there. I saw one book, and I looked at that book. I said, what was the name of that book? The Science of Self-Realization. First time I looked at that book, but I didn't pick up. Again I came, and again I saw, and again, I looked at book, then I pick up and I open up and I started reading. So I found interesting that book. After reading that book, my mind was changed. So he's chanting on 25 rounds and he's following all the principles, and he's wonderful devotee. He's Muslim from Pakistan. So Prabhupada's books, even, you know, books and chanting, hearing, we have seen some people where we are preaching, they're having Harinam there every day. So one man, a little different person, and once I met him, I said, Swamiji, thank you very much. I said, what's that? He said, no, we can't come in your morning, the chanting program is called Prabhat Fairy. But we have this chanting program 5 o'clock in the morning. Early in the morning, you wake up people while sleeping. So this man said that though I never came, but while lying down on the bed, when I hear this holy name, I feel wonderful. I feel very nice. So thank you very much for having this program regularly. So if people will listen to the holy name, if Prabhupada's books are given, prasadam is distributed, then there is some hope that these people, those who are going down to the hellish condition of life by committing different kind of sinful activities, they can be saved. So this is the duty of all of ISKCON devotees, that we should first ourselves try to be serious in Krishna consciousness, then distribute Prabhupada's books, and chanting is your sleep chanting is very, very important. Nagar Kirtan is very important. Not every day, maybe twice or thrice a day, twice a week, not a day. So this way, those who will listen to this transcendental vibration, they will be benefited. And the message will spread around. This was great desire of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was very anxious. He didn't sleep at night. At night he was translating books. Daytime he was busy preaching. In such an advanced age, he was very anxious that this Krishna consciousness must spread around. This should be the anxiety of devotees, that how I can be instrumental in spreading Krishna consciousness. If this desire is there in our heart, then by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Nityananda, we will progress on this path of devotion. And if some progress will take place, that will be to our eternal credit, and our life will be successful. So, thank you very much for listening. Anybody has any comments or question?
Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada once said that everybody's meditation should be that this is going to be my last day. So, in New Zealand, where I come from, I was traveling back from Sanatana and I saw a terrible motor accident. And from seeing this motor accident, I found that my attention from here and the next morning in Bhagavatam class was very fixed, because I was missing here somewhere in Sanatana.
So, what is the question?
That is a comment. I was making a comment.
Yeah, very nice comment the devotee is making, that we should, there is one very famous saying that one should not forget two things. If one wants that his life should be successful, those two things are, one should always remember death. That death can come at any moment. We have no guarantee, no one has any guarantee. First thing, we should remember death, and other thing, we should remember Krishna. If we remember death and Krishna, then our life will be successful. Because of our contact with this Krishna's inferior energy, death is inevitable, everyone knows, to say as sure as death, but still we forget that. Why rascals are committing so many sins? Because they are forgetful of that. That is there, but they are forgetful of that. So we should remember that at any moment, devotee remembers. This is the difference between devotee and non-devotee. Devotee remembers death, they remember Krishna. So we are very forgetful. This is our nature, but we should try to remember. Every morning when we get up, we should remember. I don't know, this may be my last day, I may die tomorrow. I may die this evening and this afternoon, I don't know. At any moment one can. If we remember that, in the same time we remember Krishna, then if one remembers that, then he won't commit sinful activities. One remembers Krishna, he will become Krishna conscious, his material conscious will go away, and then he will come close to Krishna. So, we should not forget death and Krishna. Any other question, comments?
Speak louder.
I think you understood, everyone understood that Prabhupada was born pure devotee, that's what I said. You understood wrongly. You might be thinking of something else. I think everyone understood me like that?
No.
Prabhupada was born pure devotee. Any other question, comments? Yes, Hanuman Swami. No, not Hanuman.
Yes, you said that the soul is Krishna conscious, the body would be healthy. So,
if the devotee gets sick, it means that there's some percentage is less in Krishna conscious. That percentage sickness comes. Sometimes the devotees are sick, Like Prabhupada also used to be sick, you know, sometimes. So reason pure devotee, they get sickness. Once I asked the question to Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, why you get sick? Prabhupada, because of you. I have accepted so many disciples. I have to take their sins on my body. That's why I'm sick. So pure devotee gets sick like that because of, you know, like Prabhupada, if pure Prabhupada is Mahabhagavat, sometimes he used to be sick. But one thing I've seen, during his last days in Vrindavan, Prabhupada was so sick, only bones, no muscles. But same time his consciousness was so clear, you won't believe even. He was translating. A few days later he left his body, a few days before he was translating. And that translation is so perfect. Prabhupada is so beautiful. Like we sometimes get this cold, you know. Devotee gets cold and he goes and lie down inside and he has so many duties to do. Temple president comes, the temple commander comes, Prabhu, you are supposed to perform your duties. Oh, I'm having cold, I'm sick, I can't do anything. Prabhupada is so sick, no muscles, only bones. Still he's translating. So his bodily sickness has no effect on his consciousness. While in the body, completely different from the body. Completely on transcendental plane. Okay?
Just one question. In hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, or hearing the transcendental narration of the spiritual we understand that this is for a benefit, but why is it that, what is it that makes us fall asleep? What is it that makes us attentive to hearing the messages of our spirit?
Actually, originally we were all in the service of Krishna, and we have left that service because we want to do, as I said, that Krishna Bhuliya Jeev Bhogavam Shakare. We want to enjoy independence of Krishna, that's why, you know, we have come in contact with Krishna's inferior energy, so influence is there. You know, Maya's influence is there, because now we are under the care of Maya. So Maya is coming and bothering, and we fell asleep, and you know, we have no taste for hearing, or we are not attentive in hearing. So we have to try. Try again. Try is the key of success. We have to try again and again.
Originally we are from Brahma Jyoti.
Who said?
Ishwapanishad.
I didn't say.
Originally
we are from. Yes, some are from Brahma Jyoti and some are from Gauloka Vrindavan also. Different varieties.
That if you know anything, much than so much is.
So please respond loudly. Let's see your enthusiasm and how much you are enthusiastic in having this Navdeep Mandal Parikarma. Huh?
Jai.
Hare Krishna! Some are still sitting like this. Some are moving their lips very slowly. So everyone should move their lips and, you know, vibrate. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare
Hare! Hare
Hare! Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Ram Ram!
Ram Ram!
Hare
Hare!
Once more,
Peter. Thank you for singing nicely for the pleasure of Chandkadi. We have come here to take blessings of Chand Kali. The country is Samadhi Mandir. There is no mandir. There is no temple. But somehow there are two trees of getting closer to Chand Kali. name, Prabhu just informed me that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu planted these two trees at the side of Samadhi of Chankaji. One of them represents Chankaji as uncle, another one represents Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a nephew of Chankaji. There is a big township 500 years ago around here, which also was known as Kazi Nagar. Navadvip Mahatmya, compiled by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, describes this town like we find description of Dwarka in Bhagavatam. While I was reading it, reminded me how well developed this city was, and it was very, very opulent. Also, it was opulent like Mathura, because in fact this area, this town represented Mathura, which is from Brajamandal. Like Mayapur and Antardweep, that represented Gokul of Brajamandal. This area where we are now, this represented Mathura. So as Mathura was the capital one time of Kamsa, same Kamsa had appeared here in this Mathura, which is part of Navadvip. Kamsa appeared in the form of Chankaji to take part and ultimately get blessings of Sri Krishna, who had appeared here in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chankaji was the magistrate of Navadvip, and he was also acting as a spiritual master. He was a guru of King Hussein Shah, who was ruling state of little kingdom of Bengal. So he had big post like that. He was a magistrate and he was very strict, maintaining law and order. So especially when, as we were yesterday at Shiva Sangam, and then we mentioned at the request of Advaitacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came out of Shiva Sangam and the house of Shiva Thakur onto the street and started the performance of Harinam Sankirtan everywhere. And he encouraged and instructed everyone to perform Harinam Sankirtan all over Navadvip. That doesn't mean just Navadvip town. Navadvip, nine islands, Gaur Mandal area is a very huge base. So everyone was chanting and dancing all over. Naturally, like in your city, the policemen, as soon as they see a devotee chanting on the street, to maintain the law and order and maintain peace on earth, peace in your town, sometimes they harass you, they hassle. Last year, as we were performing Padyatra in California, in one town, the policemen, they were ready to give us tickets. For wrong parking, wrong different things, wrong. As we're chanting on the street, the policeman, he said, if you don't stop this, what about 60 of us were chanting, that I'm going to give you a ticket. Chanting in a public place, God's going to give us $50 ticket. So, his policemen are like descendants of Charkhazi. Same mentality. Represented different times by different people. And in the name of maintaining law and order, they try to do this. They're very loyal to the government, and they want to maintain law and order by stopping Sankirtan, which is only means of peace and prosperity and unity, and all that is good comes out of Sankirtan. You stop Sankirtan and everything bad will crop up. Everything bad will flourish. Very simple calculation. For those who like bad, those who like things to go from bad to worse, always try to stop Sankirtan. So an attempt was made by Charkhazi, and as he was a big magistrate, he had ordered all his officers. Next time you see these Hare Krishnas, these Chaitanya, the followers of Chaitanya, chanting on the street, you break their drums, break their bones, do whatever possible, but make sure this chanting is immediately stopped. And his loyal officers were obeying this command, literally, very strictly, and there was a lot of harassment to the chanters and dancers of the Vadiv area. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was getting reports from all different corners of Navadvip, this was intolerable for Mahaprabhu. But he ordered that you all get together and we'll all go to Charkhazi. We'll get him. This was appeal of Mahaprabhu. Non-cooperation. Srila Prabhupada points out this as a non-cooperation movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want to cooperate with such a government. Government that opposes chanting. So Mahaprabhu succeeded gathering hundreds and thousands of followers, and there's a big, big procession heading in this direction. This was Kazi Nagar. Kazi stayed in the big palace in this town. So as Kazi got the vibration and the news, a big party headed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally was coming in the direction of his town. He was the target. So he was scared and he hid himself in the palace. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's party arrived at the palace, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was waiting at the entrance, and he sent the news, go get informed Charkhazi. I'd like to have a word with him, face to face. I want to speak to him. So Charkhazi ultimately comes to the entrance. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what kind of guest, what kind of host are you? We have come to meet you, and you are hiding. Is that proper? Is that etiquette? Huh? Is that culture? And Charkhazi said, because I knew that you were very angry, I wanted to hide for a while till you were pacified. So now I could see that some time has passed and now you are no more angry. So now I have come. So let us have a word, let's talk. So Charkhazi he tried to make some friendship. He was trying to claim how actually he was closely related with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not take the position of someone who was against or some enemy camp, belonged to enemy camp. And he was trying to prove how he was very closely connected with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "Don't you remember your grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti? He used to stay in the neighborhood. We were very close. So, actually, you should accept me as your uncle. Your grandfather's friend, grandfather, someone very closely connected with grandfather. So, I am in fact your uncle. And you are my nephew. So if I have offended you, you as a nephew, you should not take that very seriously." So he was kind of apologetic and just trying to make connection with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From this statement of Shantaji, we also are reminded how in Krishna Leela, he was uncle. Kamsa, he was uncle of Lord Krishna. Now Lord Krishna has appeared at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Kamsa has appeared as Shantaji. So that similar relationship as it exists in Braj was presented in Navadvip area. So till earlier, something had happened, something very scary had happened. Shantaji had seen a lion coming. So Shantaji opened his kurta and said, "Look, there's a mark of the nail. Savakara kamala vare nakham adbhuta sringa nakham nail." The Lord had appeared in the form of Lord Narasimha and chastised him, threatened him. "This is just a warning, I'm just scratching this time. But next time I will gobble you up. And I will make a chutney out of you. And eat you for breakfast." So Lord had already appeared on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Narasimha had appeared, as we heard yesterday. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted, said, "No, you don't have to pray to Lord Narasimha while I'm around. Yeah, I'm here, I could protect you." So then, same personality. So, Lord had appeared in the form of Narasimha, heavily chastised this Shantaji. So he showed, "Hey, this is what happened, and I have actually come to the senses. And now I realize your position. To me, he looked like..." He said that Hindus worship Narayan, and you, as you sit in front of me, I see you are Narayan. I realize you are Narayan himself. They're all followers of Shantaji, and not a major problem. So that tradition, that promise is kept, was kept by Shantaji, and it is being kept by his followers even to state. So like this, Shantaji has become very celebrated saintly person, that all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they come and they offer their respectful obeisances at the feet of Shantaji. Here they take the dust of this area. He has become worshipable. Some of you are taking dust? Okay, take some dust. You can also eat some dust. Yeah? Don't eat too much, we have lunch. Just for a change, you could. So, yeah, this is one of the foodstuffs. Mora Pancha Grass. Tadaira Charana Sevi Mora Pancha Grass. It's one of the foodstuffs. The dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas. The Chankaji has surrendered unto Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and had agreed to cooperate with his Sankirtan movement. He had change of heart, he has become a celebrated devotee, associate of the Lord, as Jagai and Madhai also. From their lives, when we hear Chand Kaji Samadhi, this is unheard of, Chand Kaji and his Samadhi. That is a very special soul. There is Jagai and Madhai Samadhi also in Katwa, the bank of Ganga, the Samadhi of Jagai and Madhai. And there's 24 hours Kirtan going on. They're day and night, who knows for how long they have Kirtan, all the time Kirtan. Jagai and Madhai, Samadhi Mandir has non-stop Kirtan. Of course, Jagai and Madhai, we know, they are Jai and Vijay. Jai and Vijay appear three times as demons. But they wanted to come fourth time. That was not part of the contract or the... But somehow they got the news that now Lord is going to appear as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We want to stay longer around till he appears in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they stayed one extra birth, appeared as Jagai and Madhai. And Lord was about to kill them, but Lord only blessed them at the request of Nityanand Prabhu, blessed them with the holy name. And they took the chanting of the holy name very seriously and they became very exalted Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. So anyone who comes in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is what happens. Dino hino yato chilo hariname buddharilo tara sakshi jagai madhai. Anyone fallen, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is for the fallen soul. Are you fallen or what?
Yes.
Not everyone is fallen. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very kind. He knows everyone is fallen in this age of Kali. But those who beg at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord is very, very kind, most merciful. Namo Mahavadanya. So he lifts all those fallen souls. So, we are all fallen, so we should beg at the feet of Mahaprabhu and also at the feet of Chantazi, Jagai, Madai, like Vaishnavas. But we also are lifted, elevated. How far we want to go? How far we want to rise? We want to rise to the level of the lotus feet of the Lord. We want to go as high as the level of the lotus feet of the Lord. And in the words of the Lord, in the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we would like to be the dust. Ai nanda tanuja kim karam patitam shamai bhavam budho. Kripaya tava pada pankaja sitha dulisha dasham vichintaya. And to be the dust at the lotus feet of the Lord. Not necessarily the crown on the head of the Lord or a flute in the hand of the Lord or ornaments around the neck of the Lord. turned with a dust. Insignificant. Dust means insignificant. And then too, dust at the lotus feet of the Lord. Gaudiya Vaishnavas has been taught by Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Hari Bhava. So let us cultivate this moon. Let us chant as Lord has advised us, Lord has taught us, Lord's devotees have taught us. And we have very good opportunity now to do that. We have no other business right now. We could do Kirtaniya Sada Hari, we always hear that, right? Pranadapi Sunichi and all that. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Constant chanting. So there's lots of opportunity for chanting and dancing, feasting, some cooking also. Book distribution has started today. You have taken notice. Our management has already in the book.
You saw
the book. Japanese team is out there. Nitai is distributing books. Japanese devotees, wherever they go, first thing they do, first thing they want to think about is a book distribution. I saw only Japanese devotees distributing books.
No,
really? No,
I saw five.
Oh, you saw five? Hari Bhava! That's the way Prabhu has distributed five Bhagavad Darshan.
No, Advaita Chaitanya teaching.
Okay, one small books and also Bengali back to Godhead. Any other scores for the pleasure of Chand Kazi? Yes? One. That's good. One. Any other distributors? Nithai and the company.
Here's a Japanese
guy. Yes, Mahatma? Two. Mahatma is distributor. Nithai, eight. Yes. They have already defeated everyone else. Prima Bhakti, three. Madhavi? She distributing? Somebody else did one or all. So, your books are going out. So, that's good. Complete program. We'll be also distributing prasadam, food for life. When is happening? Today we have food for life also. Today evening, if you like to distribute prasadam, there will be lots of khichdi. Please distribute mercy of the Lord in the form of khichdi, Krishi Prasad. So, just you all keep busy chanting and distributing books and distributing prasadam. Don't sleep too much. We have this Mangalarti, we'll continue. 5 o'clock, is that? 5 o'clock, theek hai? 5 o'clock is okay, or? Someone wants at 6 o'clock. Must be in big Maya. Yeah, I think we'll continue with 5 o'clock Mangalarti because sometimes program goes late in the night or mosquito bites may not give you enough sleep or maybe difficult to find water in the morning and standing in the queue for a bathroom like that. So 5 o'clock we'll continue, but I would like you to get up earlier and chant your rounds. Not that because Mangalarti is at 5 o'clock, you will get up at 4:45. Don't do that. And try to chant some rounds before. Try to chant attentively. This is one good place in the world, in entire universe. For attentive chanting, this is the place. Trouble with most of us, or with our chanting is, we cannot chant it attentively. We cannot focus on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Because of so many distractions, there's so many things. We're always exposed to so many things. I don't want to even mention what things. But here we are exposed to Navadvip Dham, and we are exposed to Ganga, and exposed to the dust of Navadvip, and exposed to lots of devotees around. So all these things. All that you are exposed to all day, that comes to your mind the next day in the morning. This is a simple thing that happens. The reason we are not able to chant attentively, because day before we went through so many things, the night before we went through so many distractions, deviations, dilutions, concoctions, speculations, whatever. So that appears. So in the morning that appears. As sun rises in the east, all these thoughts, all these memories, all these impressions, they appear and disappear, and something else appears and disappears, and this goes on and on and on. This is what is going on with us for a long time now. So we want to, Krishna wants us to stop this. So whatever mind goes, drag it. But here, all day we have nice topics to think about, and to talk about, and to eat, and to bathe. Everything is sacred here. So any of these thoughts come to your mind next day, they should not be. They will not distract you. They will help you to concentrate on chanting. So let us practice chanting attentively. Next 1 week, 8 days we are together. Lots of association, lots of chanting, reading, hearing. This association should settle the dirt. Also, I was thinking just to keep ourselves more busy. Some of you may like to learn different things. There's not much time, and there's not everything cannot be done systematically. But some of you may like to learn how to play madanga. We have very good madanga players. During the day, you could sit down with some madanga players, some Bengali Namahatta Prabhus, and play a few drums. You could try to beat some rhythm. May sound come out good. You may like to have good cooks around. You're liking our food here?
Yeah.
You could go into the kitchen and see how they are cutting, cooking, spicing. Natural demonstrations are there. Nothing like kurma's cooking, or cooking with kurma, or cooking with there are so many cooks, famous cooks. But there are some nice cooks we also have. See how, Apurva is here? Who is Apurva? You have a cook? Big cook, huh? No? Stand up. Big backpack. So he wouldn't mind, he could give you a few tips on how to cook this or that. So help yourself. We have amongst ourselves, there are many experts. Expert madanga players, expert cooks, expert speakers. Dinabandhu is a dramatic narrator. Learn a few things from him. You have several sannyasis. You could... Brahmacharya, everyone could associate with sannyasis. Always auspicious to associate with sannyasis. So you could do that. Joining, you could associate. Everyone. then writers, already tattooed like writers, they are writing, practice writing, practice singing, lead kirtan, be enthusiastic, they do a lot of things. But there's nothing on the schedule for all of us to do something collectively. You could form small groups and read something together or have some discussions. Just keep yourself busy, I'm just saying. Just keep yourself busy all the time doing different things. Or get together, Masajis could get together and lead some, sing some bhajans. Otherwise they'll end up talking. They always have so many topics to talk about. They could sing, sing a song for other mothers. Make some garlands for the deities. They only have plastic. Why are the deities not getting garlands? Don't hide your faces now. Do different things. Also, any drama artists, the performers? Last year we had few dramas. A Jagannath Mandir, tomorrow we'll be going to Jagannath Mandir. Last year we had nice drama performed by Sachinanda Swami and Bhima Das and others. Gurukul, when is the drama coming up? Mahadevi Mataji's drama cancelled? Your little girls wanted to do drama. What happened? Nothing happening. Just one other artist here. Just have a one act plays or two act or 10 acts. I mean, some of you are actors? Are you from west or from east or where are you from? Huh? You run it? We want next 8 days, it should be, or 24 hours should be full. So think, I'm just giving few ideas. Also, if some of you are dancers, or besides actors, dancers, you could come and dance for the Lord and for the pleasure of devotees. We also have a Raghunath Das. Where is Raghunath? Is he here?
Yes.
That's him. A famous personality from USA here. So you could do something for the pleasure of Vaishnava? One of these days, are you ready for the... Can you say something now?
Yeah.
So he will do some, definitely entertain you spiritually, one of these days. Or if you have some kirtan stories to tell us, if you want to discuss some, share some kirtan techniques, which Lord has revealed them unto you, or some other Vaishnavas have revealed them unto you. Well, I could stop right now and some of you could come forward and do something or say something for 5 minutes. Sankarshan from BTG, you could talk how to get more subscriptions from BTG. Yeah, so prepare, right now.
Yeah, I can talk about it.
Yes. You want to talk now? Okay, let's try it. Yeah,
we're asking everyone all over the world. We're asking everyone all over the world to sign up as many subscriptions
as I can. In USA, it's $18, Canada, 29, and international is $32. Anyone who would like to sign up for themselves or sign up other people can talk to me during the festival. Right now we have 7,000 subscriptions worldwide. We want to increase to 10,000 and then 20,000, 100,000, 200,000.
We have four Indian devotees going with us. Are they here?
Let's get one of them up here and listen right now.
Soviet Union devotees? Yes, which one? Oh, stand up. Rio, Rio, Rio! Keep standing, keep standing. Who else? That is six. Eight, I saw six. Oh, Bobby here. Okay, so, for some of them are staying with us full time and some of them are going back and forth. Kirtaraj Prabhu's wife is also here. You speak Russian? Some of you speak English?
No.
English? You speak a little bit. So you want to tell? You can prepare. You want to say something now? What? Yes?
Okay. Hello!
Come here. We heard some chanting of 1 million books or something. Huh? You heard that 1 million books? Talk?
He told me this morning there's another 15 coming. This is what he told me this morning. It's another 15.
Is it 15 more coming?
Tomorrow.
Could one of them say something? Say a few words? That Mataji wants them? Well, you can speak in Russian. Let's hear what Russian
says. No.
Speak in Russian.
We now have Bhagavad Gita and Krishna book and Srimad Bhagavatam first
in last year we took we got new translation in Russian. For example, we have now Bhagavad Gita and Krishna book. 1 year before it was translated, and last year was translated Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto.
Jai.
Volume 1.
How many books?
For example, now present here, top distributor in Soviet Union, Bhakta Timofey.
Which one? Which one is the Bhakta?
Yes.
Big distributor, biggest book distributor from Russia. Big. How many books?
He distributes most of the Russian Moscow devotee during the year. Not only marathon festival, marathon.
You had marathon?
But you had marathon? Yes, we have work and also marathon, but we distribute all years, and but we distribute mostly in Moscow theater during the year.
How many?
About...
How many?
Another book.
How many books printed in last 1 year? How many total number of books printed in
total number? We have two edition of Bhagavad Gita. One edition, first edition was 100,000. Second edition, 200,000 more. And Krishna book also 2,000. and Srimad Bhagavatam also 2,000 and
200,000.
200,000.
He did individually more than 30.
He did 30,000.
More than 30. That's 30.
Who else has this? We have 30,000 books here.
And now we have Easy Journey to Other Planet, which was printed 1 million copy. Now we have Easy Journey to Other Planet. That book will be printed in a quantity 1 million copies. Will be distributed soon.
Yes.
We have new edition Srimad. All total, Krishna will be merciful for us, we will print about 10 million books during this year.
Do you want to say something?
Just that last year they could only distribute 1 million books because they could only get enough paper to print 1 million books. Temples have to ration out the books. Each temple, depending on the size of devotees and population, gets so many books in their warehouse.
Your mic.
1 million.
You're the mic.
Hare Krishna. 1 million books was distributed only because in the Soviet Union it's very difficult to get paper.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
We have to bargain with the publishing houses to get the paper, and we have to bribe them a little, and we give them presents, we give them brand new cars and refrigerators, and even before we give the present, they like Krishna consciousness so much, the devotees present them a book, and they like us so much, they agree to give all our work to the publishing house. They agree to give, to do our work and give us the paper. And then at the end of the transaction, the devotees give them a brand new car or a refrigerator. And then they become so...
Sweden?
No, Russian. Lada. Lada car. And they become so happy that they're very willing, next time we come to ask for paper, they very willingly give us paper. This year we know for sure that 3 million books can be produced, but the BBT devotees are striving for 10 million because actually they could distribute them. It's just there's no availability. And on the front of the book, they put the title in golden. There's like an indention in the book, and then the name of the book is in gold. And all of the state publishing houses are complaining that there's no gold left for them. And the Hare Krishnas have all the gold-colored books, and the government gets all the plain-colored books. And the publishing house says, we're sorry, what can we do? Their books are so much more beautiful than any books that we've ever seen, so we can't do anything about this situation. And unfortunately, we didn't get to Moscow in time this year to explain to them what we do around the world of Christmas Marathon. They thought that the Sankirtan devotees who are regularly doing Sankirtan should go out on a marathon. So they carried two backpacks each on their backs. And I don't even know, they were this big, one backpack was this big. And they carried two because they had to go out on public transportation because we had no vans yet. And so they carried two backpacks and they went out and they distributed. They came home for lunch, filled up again, and went out again to the end of the day. So it was maybe 25 devotees in Moscow distributing at the most. But they didn't know that marathon meant everybody puts down their work and goes out. So next year we hope to have a real, real marathon.
Yeah.
And Germany won, Switzerland was second, and USSR was third this year in the Christmas marathon. Swiss was third and Soviet Union was third. And
how many devotees, how many centers we have?
And only Krishna book was left. They, all the other books were sold out and they distributed Krishna book only during the Christmas marathon.
Oh.
And it was, I don't even know how many.
How many centers do we have in Soviet Union?
We have at least 110 centers throughout the Soviet Union. Some are very tiny, maybe a household or family and a few boxes, and then others, like here, some have 50 devotees, some have 100 devotees. But they have very small places where they can only come maybe for a Sunday feast, like that. Mostly in the Soviet Union, the householders all preach in their houses. And the temples are not very well established. In December, we opened a temple in Moscow. So now we have our first official temple in Moscow. Begovaya is the name of the area. And we placed Gornitai, almost a little larger than the Gornitai we have here with us at Padayatra. So Gornitai are residing there. And this year we're shipping Radha Moscow Ishvara from Jaipur to Moscow. And it's up to Krishna when he's ready to accept our worship, because we're very neophyte in the Soviet Union. Please forgive me. But we don't know so much because we don't have so much association of elder disciples, so we pray for your association. If you ever want to come and preach, you're welcome. Preaching in the Soviet Union is quite different because every evening of the week, some householder house is having a program, or some college university is hosting a program on, for instance, reincarnation, or something to do with science. We have devotees trying to follow in the footsteps of the Bhaktivedanta Institute, and they're preaching regularly in all the science institutes. So actually, every single night, you have your choice if you want to go to what type of program you want to go to. We have a visiting Swami, and he's in town, and it's like you could go to any institute, any college, any night of the week that he's there, and, or to a householder program, or to the temple program. And the temple program that I was at, we had to take prasadam at the Sunday feast standing up. We had to hold our plate in our hand and stand there and try to take the Sunday feast, because the buildings are so small and so many people come that you can't sit down. And there's a new prasadam cafe. It's on a train station right on the platform in Moscow. And every day they serve at least 2,000 items, sweet items, to the train passengers.
Yeah.
And that's just one cafe that the devotees managed to open. And practically speaking, if we could open more cafes, they would also be the same. People have been so thirsty in the Soviet Union, so hungry for knowledge, for spiritual understanding. So Prabhupada sent the devotees right at the right time where everyone is accepting.
They're starting for the last 80 years, like a revolution, 1917. So since then they have been all starving.
Yes.
They're all hungry.
Since 1917, when Lenin closed down all of the openness. And now Gorbachev, I tried Lord Chaitanya's mercy and tried to open it up again.
Lord Bhacham is Gaur. There's a name. Gaur. And Bhacham is protect. Yeah, Bhacham is protect.
So everyone has been chanting to Lord Chaitanya to please protect them. It has definitely been a revolution. It's practically indescribable. And these other centers, they're all just as active, but because Moscow, of course, is the center and there's more devotees, somehow they, of course, distribute more books. Every day, a person can easily distribute 100 books. And persons maintain themselves by distributing books. So householders maintain their preaching centers and their families by distributing books. And if I'm not wrong, I think I got it correct, but they sell one book for $1. This is Russian equivalency. They sell one book for $1. And then 50 cents goes to the BBT, and 2% of the remaining 50 cents you can keep for your household maintenance. So 2% of 50 cents. So
1 cent.
This is why we're always begging mercy from this Russian side, because the economy there is so off that when we come to India, it is so expensive. You know, according to the Russian economy. And even now everything's changing again there. So we have to really understand the devotees. They go through such a unique situation there. About 2 weeks ago, the government canceled all 50 and 100 ruble notes. Just like that, because they didn't want the mafia to understand what they were going to do. So just overnight, if you were holding a 50 or 100 ruble note, even if it was your life savings, it got canceled. So this is when you hear these stories of Moscow people starving and hungry this winter and everyone is crying. It's because they're going through, you know, such an economic crisis. But by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, they're all taking Bhagavad Gita home. Any aged person buys Bhagavad Gita and Shri Upanishad and takes it home to read. So by the Lord's mercy, these books are going to fill up their emptiness. And please give us your blessing so that we may continue to spread Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
Introduction, would like to hear more in future about Soviet Union preaching. You are not even prepared, but you made a nice presentation. So I would like you to come back on the scene one of these days again. Get some more facts together. So that was nice?
Very nice.
Like that?
Yeah,
would like to hear more from Rohini Kumar, Rohini Nandan Kumar. Rohini Nandan Dasya just returned from New Zealand, where they had a very ecstatic Padayatra festival there. We may like to hear from him. Or we have Abhay Das. He has just returned from South India, tour of South India. The different culture in South India has more of... Some cultures still exist and big huge temples and there is deity worship. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited many of those places, so he may like also to say few words sometime. Like that. We would like you all to share good news, realizations, some statistics, a book distribution, whatever, right? We want to be benefited. Enlightened, inspired, right? because we are acting like little Babaji's for 9 days. So, don't think that